This morning, we received a video cassette that is impressive, intriguing, and even a little scary. It's from the McGovern Institute for Brain Research at MIT, and it shows a woman looking straight ahead, her expression neutral, uttering first a list of one-syllable words.
All, badge, dwarf, jam.
Then some two-syllable words.
Dagger, endorse, gateway, iceberg.
And after that, some sentences and phrases.
The fire is being allowed to burn itself out. He tossed in 31 points and 11 assists. Warmer temperatures are predicted in some areas.
The same woman is next seen singing a popular song. She wears the same expression, and if you didn't know that it was a tune performed in reality by someone else, you'd be convinced it was really her singing. But it isn't. And that becomes much more evident when she is then seen singing a popular Japanese song, same expression on her face. This is a high-tech fraud. It's an automated system that listens to words, to speech, and then manipulates a video image to match that sound. In this case, the person in the video agreed to let her picture be toyed with, but this could be done to an unsuspecting soul, too. What the scientists at MIT did was this. They created software that samples images, in this case, images of that woman's mouth moving. So she now appears to be saying things that she may never have said, actually, but her sounds are embedded in that software. She can be made to say things she never said, even in a language that she doesn't know. Behind this scientific chicanery is Professor Tommaso Poggio of MIT.
This is another step in this process, which I think is inevitable, which will lead us years from now to real virtual actors, completely synthetic, completely generated by computer, only present in the imagination of the computer, if you want. I think is so far the most realistic in terms of animating a human face and a talking face in such a way that if you show it to naive subjects, they are not able to distinguish it from a real face.
Now, I'm not sure I would have been able to detect anything wrong with the woman's face that I looked at on the video you sent us and that I've described. On the other hand, the woman in question is staring straight ahead at the camera. Her expression is rather impassive, and she isn't uttering statements that pack much emotion.
Yes. That's still a limitation of the technology in terms of transmit emotions. We know how to solve part of this problem, and it's just a question of more work, but at this point, this is still missing. So I think a friend of mine, a Nobel laureate, looking at the video said she looks Botoxed.
So she looks Botoxed, I see. So this is a case of science imitating art imitating life.
Right.
I hear that you're working with Ted Koppel, or at least with the image of Ted Koppel.
Well, this was just an initial experiment. We still not really concluded it at all. An internal one. We have no rights to his face.
but you've attempted to make Ted speak fluent Spanish.
That's the goal. Yes, and we have also, Tonya's attempted to make Marilyn Monroe sing a modern song.
Now, I looked at the video, you included on the video that you've sent us, Marilyn Monroe singing.
Right.
And I have to say that this was, of all the things that we looked at, this was the least convincing.
Absolutely.
And largely, I suspect, because we know what to expect when we see Marilyn Monroe. I have no expectation of the strange woman who's just speaking and then singing some popular songs, but Marilyn Monroe, I know what to expect, and that's not, it's maybe off by a tiny bit, but it's not quite there.
You're absolutely right. It's partly because of what you said, that we know Marilyn Monroe very well, in a sense, and so we are able to capture the differences. But it's also that, unlike the other sequences you saw, in that case, we had only about 10 seconds of a video of Marilyn to train our system. In the other cases, we had a few minutes.
I mean, I suspect a lot of people are hearing that they're a few months away from a really dangerous development up there at MIT, that you're at the cutting edge of high-tech fakery here and a way of misrepresenting what people have actually said in favor of manipulating images, saying things that we want them to say instead.
Yes, that's true. On the other hand, this technology is, in a sense, inevitable. And personally, I feel quite good that this has been developed here at MIT. Every technology has its problems. Every technology can be used in a good or a bad ways. And it's up to us, all of us, to use it in the right way.
Well, Professor Poggio, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Tommaso Poggio is professor in the Department of Brain Sciences at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.